A ceremony held Thursday saw state and national officials join local leaders for the formal ribbon cutting for Lawton's Freedom Elementary School. Freedom students and staff welcomed an array of dignitaries for the ceremony, including Governor Mary Fallon, State Superintendent Joy Hoffmeister, U.S. Senator Jim Inhofe, and the U.S. Ambassador to Saudi Arabia, Dr. Joseph Westfall. Various local officials, including Lawton Public Schools Superintendent Dr. Tom Deegan, former Superintendent Barry Beecham, and Mayor Fred Fitch, were also on hand. Inhofe and Westfall, a former Undersecretary of the Army, were instrumental in securing federal funding for the new school, which cost over $45 million. Inhofe says Freedom Elementary is a symbol of the shared commitment between Lawton and Fort Sill and will be a selling point when discussing Fort Sill's future on Capitol Hill.
You know, we're going to use this. And we are in the middle of our defense authorization bill. We have passed it from the Senate, but we also have a little bit more work to do in conference. And every time we talk about the contribution of what it means to have a facility in conjunction with a local community, this is a concept that's kind of new. Others don't do that. This is the model for the rest of the country. And I've got pictures of it and all that. So we're educating the rest of the country with Freedom Elementary.
The massive new building serves as the new elementary school for children of military personnel housed on Fort Sill, replacing Sheridan Road Elementary and Geronimo Road Elementary. The building is over 200,000 square feet in size and is built to accommodate 1,400 students in 69 classrooms, with state-of-the-art features throughout, including FEMA standard safe rooms in each classroom wing. An additional wing to house the school's pre-K program is under construction and expected to be completed next year.